Welcome to Tarani Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles. Today we'll be studying Chapter 2, Perek Beis. As we saw in the last chapter, Hoshea is told to marry the Zona, this harlot, and gave birth to three children, Yisrael, Lo Ruchama, and Lo Ami. Yisrael, the one who was planted, Lo Ruchama, the one who was not loved, and Lo Ami, not my nation. When Hoshea realizes that he had sinned and that he was ready to just have the nation be switched for another nation, he asked and begged Hashem for mercy. To which the Medrash says, Hashem says, don't only focus on mercy for yourself, focus on mercy for the people. The three terrible decrees have been laid out against them. And here this chapter picks up with the good tidings that will be found for the Jewish people playing on all three names. The first verse, V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam, and the nation of the Jewish people will be like the sand of the sea, asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer, that can't be measured and can't be counted. V'haya b'mkom asher yamer lahem lo amiyatem, and in place of that name, of that relationship of Lo Ami, you are not my nation, Yamer Lahem B'nei El Chai, it will be told about them, you are the sons of the living God. Here we find that Hoshea likens the people. This is a vision of the future of the multitudes of people like Kechol Hayam, like the sand of the sea. And the Malbim points out that it's usually Kechol Asher Al Sfat Hayam, the sand that is on the shore of the sea. Notes the Malbim that this is a reference to the sand in the sea that one can't even see, one can't even access. There'll be so many Jews in the future that perhaps they don't even know of their Jewishness, that they're so alienated. They too will come back. They too will be known in the future as B'nai El Chai, the children of the living God. That spark will be reignited in them, the Baal Tshuva movement that we have seen most recently. V'nikbetzu b'nei Yudah u'v'nei Yisrael yachdav, and there will come a time, and again, this is a future vision that Hoshea is prophesizing, where the children of Yehuda and the children of Yisrael, the 10 tribes, will come together. V'samu lahem rosh echad, and they will place upon themselves one leader, whether it's the Melech HaMashiach, the Messianic King, whether it's Elijah the prophet. It's a debate among the commentators. V'alu min ha'aretz, they will take them out of the land of exile. Ki gadol yom Yisrael, because great is the day of Yisrael. Again, Yisrael was the first name of the child, of the eldest child of Hoshea with this woman. Yisrael there was about the destruction of the kingdom of the Jewish people. Here Yisrael is a play on the name itself. Yisrael, the planting of the seed, the gathering of the seed of the Jewish people. Great will be the time when the Jewish people come back to the land. The Mabim understands it as Yisrael, the seeds that were planted in exile. Those seeds, which then became withered in the ground, will once again be able to produce great fruit and a great nation. Once again, this is a symbolism of the Malbim, of the people that perhaps don't even realize they were Jewish, they were so lost within exile, will be returned. And finally, in the third verse, Imru l'achechem ami, say to your brother, Ami, you are my nation, v'lachotechem ruchama, and to your sister, merciful, that this will be a time when we are once again going to be reunited with God as his nation, and we will have that mercy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will show on each and every one of us. As the chapter begins with this vision of perfection, this vision of the future, Hoshea then goes back to the present. The present is very much that the people are not loyal to God. And he picks up very much with this theme of the Zona, of the prostitute, of the harlot, of the relationship of the Jewish people with Hashem as leaving Hashem, as no longer being faithful. And therefore, Hoshea the Navi turns in verse 4 to the people and he says, Rivu ve'imchem rivu, argue with your mother, argue. Ki hi lo ishi, she's not my wife. Vanochi lo isha, and I'm not her husband. V'taser znuneha mipaneha, let her get rid of the znut, of the harlotry from her face. V'nafufeha, and all of her harlotry behavior, miben shadeha, from between her breasts. The commentators explain, who is this verse talking to? It's either talking to the righteous members of the nation to awaken the entire nation to repent, or it's a call for each and every Jew to turn to a fellow Jew and say, Hashem is not happy with us. We have left the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And again, the imagery is that of Avodah Zarah, of following idolatry, and hence the Malbim points out that Mipaneha, getting rid of the idolatry from her face, is the external type of idolatry, and from within her breasts are the private aspects of idolatry, the thoughts of idolatry. Both of them have to be eradicated. And the Navi goes on to say that Hashem is very, very, it's going to be very strict. And if we don't do tshuva, pen afshitena aruma, lest Hashem will take off her clothes and have her naked. V'tzaktia ki yom hivelda, and she will be parading around like in her birthday suit. V'samtia kamidbar, and I will place her like the desert. V'shasasiha ke'eret siya, and I will place her in this deserted land. V'amitia batzama, and she will die of thirst. Most of the commentators explain that the idea of taking off these layers of clothing, this aspect of total nakedness, is an imagery of Hashem taking away his hashkacha, his divine providence. And therefore the imagery of the desert is an unprotected area where there's no source of sustenance. That Hashem says, if you're going to follow idolatry, I'm no longer going to protect you. I'm no longer going to provide for you. And therefore you are going to suffer the consequences. And continuing in verse 6, V'edbanah lo arachem, and her children I will not have mercy on. Ki b'nei znunim hema, because they are the children of the harlots. They are children that I no longer connect with because they are no longer faithful in my ways. And the reason is very simple in verse 7. Ki zantam imam hovisha harotam, because their mother, the Jewish people, have displayed znud, harlotry. Hovisha harotam, she has shamed herself with her behavior. Ki amra, because she has said, Elcha acharei ma'avai, let me go after those who I love. Notnei lachmi umeimai, those are going to give me my bread and my water. Samriu pishti, those are going to give me my tsemer and pishtim, my wool and linen. Shvami v'shikuvai, my oil and my drink. The tzaddikim are also going to be affected. Everyone is going to be affected because the Jewish people have abandoned Hashem. And instead, they have gone to those whom they have thought will provide for them, whether it is the nations, and this is a theme that we'll see over and over again in Hosea, that the people turn to the nations for protection, or it's talking about Avodah Zarah itself, it's talking about idolatry, worshiping the constellations, that they are going to give them all the needs and the sustenance of the people. So this is why Hashem is so angry. He says, she has embarrassed herself. She has insisted on going to the nation. She has insisted on going to idolatry, and she has left Hashem. But yet Hashem in verse 8 says, Lachein hinisach et arkech, I'm going to block her way, basirim with thorns. The gadartik deira, I'm going to fence her in, unisivoseha lo timsan, she's not going to find the path. This is a continuous theme of Hosea, which is prevalent until today. Albeit Hashem is angry, he tries his utmost in so many ways to bring her back. I'm going to stop her. I'm going to prevent her from going to the idolatry. I'm going to prevent her from going to the nation. I'm going to try to convince her that I am the source. But yet, we refine my vavelo to sigotam, and therefore, she's going to run after her lovers, and she's not going to be able to achieve any results. Uvikashtam velotim sa, she's going to search it out, but she won't find. I will block all the paths. Only then, v'amra ochava shuva lishia rishon kitovli asma'ata. Only then, when there is no other recourse, will she then say, let me go back to my first husband, because it was much better then than it is now. When exactly is this referring to? The Radak says this is the end of the exile period, where the people will finally wake up and turn to Hashem. Others say it's different periods of Jewish history when we have that awakening, where indeed Hashem is our only recourse. V'hi lo yada, she is not aware. Ki anochi natati la dagan v'atirosh, or better yet, she doesn't want to become aware that I am the one who gives her her sustenance, her dagan, her wheat, her tirosh, her wine, v'yitzara, oil. V'kesev irbeiti la, and I'm the one who's given her all of this money. V'zahav asulabal. And yet when I give her all these things, instead of appreciating it comes from me, she utilizes it to serve the idols. Instead of the Jewish people recognizing that all the gifts and the physical pleasures in this world are mediums to serve God, they use them for their own self-gratification, and they use it, unfortunately, to remove themselves from God, to distance themselves from God. They take the very gifts that Hashem has given them, and they use it, so to speak, against Hashem. Very similar to the Egel HaZahav taking all the gold that they got from Egypt and using that gold to make the golden calf. Lachain Hashem says, therefore, in verse 11, Ashuv v'lakachti digani b'ito. Since they don't realize that everything comes from me, I will take their wheat in the right time, whenever it grows, v'tiroshi b'moado, and the wine in its time, v'tzalti tzami u'pishti, and I will take away all the wool and linen, l'chasot et erata, to cover her nakedness. Recognize that v'tiroshi, tzami, pishti, this belongs to Hashem, all that we have belongs to God. And hence we know, my friends, the importance of saying blessings, because we have to realize and recognize that every single pleasure we have in this world is a gift from above. Again, to take away these things and to uncover her nakedness is once again that imagery of no protection, no hashkacha. Verse 12, Ata agale anavluta leinei ma'ava, and now I will reveal her repulsiveness in the eyes of her lovers. V'ish lo yatzilena miyadi, the nations will see to what level of depravity she has reached, and nobody will come to help her. And unfortunately, my friends, we've seen this throughout Jewish history. When we've reached great lows and we've had no protection, for the most part, the nations of the world have not stepped up. Again, for the most part, there are the righteous Gentiles to protect us, to help us. Vishvati in verse 13, Komasosa, I will stop all of her joyous times, Chaga, Chachava, Shabbata, her festivals, her Rosh Chodesh, her Shabbos, V'chol Ma'ada, and all of her festivals. All of her joyous times, I will take all of this away from her because she did not utilize this in order to serve Hashem. Verse 14, Vashimoti gafnei unteinata sheramra etnahim ali. I will just completely destroy all the wine, all the figs that she has said that this was given to her as a payment, asher natnuli ma'avai, her lovers gave her, but rather as some team layar, I will make it into a desert, v'achaltam chayar atzadem, and the animals will eat them. Ufakadati aleha, in verse 15, I will remember her, I will punish her at yemei ha'ba'alim for the days of the idolatry asher taktir lahem, v'ta'ad nizma v'chel yata, the days that she wore her jewelry in order to be able to go after v'telech achrei ma'avaha, her lovers, v'oti shachachanu ma'ashem, and she forgot me completely. However, we now have again a future vision. Hashem is going to punish us. But at the same time that he's going to punish us, verse 15, Lachein inenei anochi mefateha volachtiya hamidbar. I'm going to seduce her and bring her into the desert. V'dibarti aliba, and there I will speak words of comfort. The idea of the midbar here is the idea of gullus. Hashem says, I'm going to take them into exile when they will realize there is no one to turn to, there's no one to rely on but Hashem. That perhaps when they're in this environment of tremendous exile, in the depths of depravity, then they'll wake up and have this awareness. And throughout exile, the Dibarti Aliba, Hashem is continuously there, speaking on our hearts. And it's going to be from there in 17, V'natati l'akrameh misham. While we're in exile, Hashem will give us the gift of bringing back our vineyards. He'll give us the gift of the land of Israel once again. V'emek achor l'petach tikva, those desolate valleys will turn into gates of hope. Those desolate cities, and we see this today, look at Mark Twain in the 1860s, describing the desolation of Eretz Yisrael. Look at Eretz Yisrael today, we see the psukim coming alive, the Emek Achor, the desolation, has turned into a petach tikva, a place of hope. And we will once again sing in joyousness like the days of our youth when we left Egypt. And we'll be at this time, Vayaba Yomahu in verse 18, Num Hashem. At this time, says Hashem, Tikri Ishi, you will call me my husband, a language of affection. Velo Tikri Li Od Bali, you won't call me Baal, which is the name also for a husband, but the name of an idolatry. Because in 19, Vasiroti et Shmoda Bali Mipiha, I will take away all the names of the idolatry from her mouth, Velo Yitzachru Od Bishmam, and they won't ever be mentioned again. The Karati Lahem Brit Bayomahu, Hashem will make a covenant on that day with the Chayat HaSadeh, with the animals, with the Ofa Shamayim, with the birds of heaven, the remes hadama, the creepy crawly things, the keshef v'cherva mechamash spor min haaretz v'shkaftim levetach. Animals won't destroy the land, and there won't be war in the land, and there won't be any type of weapons. We are going to live with tremendous peace at this time. And here, very famous psukim, men say this when they put on tefillin in the morning, ve'rastich li le'olam. Again, we're talking about the imagery of a harlot. Hashem says, I will betroth you now forever. This will be a time of our relationship will last forever. Ve'rastich li b'tzedek u'b'mishpat. I will betroth you with righteousness and justice. U'v'chesed u'v'rachamim, and with kindness and with love. Ve'rastich li b'munah. And I will betroth you with faith. V'yadat et Hashem, and you will know God. As the Malbim points out, for all that emunah that we've had all the generations, Hashem will bless us. V'yadat et Hashem, we will have knowledge of Hashem. And at this time, we'll be able to live in the land and flourish. And we come back to the names once again, full circle. Vayaba Yomahu will be at that time. And then Hashem, Hashem says, I'll respond. And then Hashemayim, I'll respond to the heavens. Vahem Yanua to Aretz, and they'll respond to the ground. Va'aretz Taneta Dagan Veta Tirosh Veta Yitzar. And the ground will respond to the produce that's screaming for water. Vehem Yanuat Yisrael, and they will respond to the seeds of Israel, to the people. That there will be once again be produce, so once again the Jewish people will live in the land, they will be planted in the land for all eternity. Usrati Aliba Aretz, verse 25, I will plant you in the land, Verichamti Elo Ruchama, and I will have mercy on the one who was not merciful, v'amarti l'lo ami, and I will say to that which was not my nation, amiata, you are my nation, v'hu yomar elokai, and he will say, you are my God. Most of this chapter is read as Haftorah for Parshas Bamidbar, right before we receive the Torah. This is about our ultimate relationship with Hashem. It's a time of clarity, a time of closeness, the vision where we're all going to live with this deep connection and closeness to Hashem. And this is the time where we'll be able to settle in the land without any fear from the animals or the other nations. Thank you for studying together, Leilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.